Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from July 29th to August 5th. We transition from July into August with a very active, dynamic week ahead. A lot to share with you in today's podcast. And we'll also take a look at the upcoming Aquarius full moon, which has the shock and awe energy deeply embedded into it. So in this podcast, I talk about astrology from a spiritual, intuitive, energetic perspective. It's designed to help you on your own path with your soul growth, with whatever you are moving through and whatever you are healing right now in your life. Before I dive in to this week's energies, a few show notes for you quickly. On Friday, July 31st, I'll be doing a special episode for you about the Lion's Gate energies. These are going to be quite interesting messages. They feel very galactic, very cosmic. And for those of you who have listened to this podcast for a while, I have been receiving some information about Richie Rich that I'll share. And we'll just see what comes through and how that lands. That could be quite interesting. And then on Monday's show, I'm going to focus on the South Node energies. Just as I did the North Node soul growth, we're going to talk about the South Node soul growth. I'll go through all 12 astrological signs, and we will look at what you are leaving behind in this lifetime, what you've learned, and how to move through it and how to move above it. So that will be Monday's episode. So as we start looking at what's happening right now energetically, it's important to note that Venus retrograde period is now over because Venus in Gemini is direct and has cleared her shadow zone. She is now at 22 degrees of Gemini as I do this podcast, and she has completed her third and final square to Neptune in Pisces at 20 degrees retrograde. And what's interesting is how we look back on this Venus retrograde, and what did she bring us? Masks. Because Venus is about how we appear. And so the retrograde, especially squaring Neptune and Pisces, which is disease, bacteria, viruses, etc., that's what Venus retrograde in Gemini brought into our daily lives, are these issues around masks. So I thought that was worth noting and worth sharing. As now we move forward, and Venus still has a bit of a choppy, trying road into August. And this is because she's going to make an inconjunct to Pluto at 23 degrees Capricorn retrograde. And that means there's tension. There's something here that is still perhaps in a process around money, finances, relationships, something that you want, but you can't have. And that's a little bit of this energy where Venus is not really in her groove just yet. Now, she does get some support when she makes a connection to the North Node in Gemini at 26 degrees. And when Venus does this connection, this conjunction to the North Node, it happens during the Aquarius full moon on August 3rd, and it's opening her up to new information. Something that you didn't know or didn't see, a new idea, a new solution, a new path, something that comes through and is meant to show you what you didn't see before. Venus conjunct the North Node is a growth, an opportunity to stay open, to stay inquisitive, to realize what you don't know, that we're still learning. We're learning new solutions. We're learning how to ask the right questions. We're learning how to be curious and open and to engage in conversation. And that is one of the strengths of Gemini. So Venus gets to this 26 degree point, and it's going to give her a boost that will support how she's growing right now. And it's important to make the most of this because Venus is then going to enter Cancer August 7th. And later on in August, she's going to oppose the planets in Capricorn. And actually before that, she's going to square both Chiron and Mars in Aries. So this Venus energy is something we're still working through individually and personally. And she is showing us what we can embrace during times of uncertainty. So apply this to whatever the Venus energies are bringing up for you around finances, money, receiving, feeling worthy, feeling valued, how you share it with other people in relationships. All of this is part of the divine feminine energies within each of us being tested, being reworked, being realigned. Venus is traveling through the personal development signs of the zodiac that begin with Aries, going to Taurus, Gemini, and now she's going to enter Cancer, where she goes into a safe zone. She wants comfort and she wants to feel safe. This begins August 7th. But it's important to know that this part of yourself, there's something that's been switching gears here around the feminine and masculine energies. And the masculine energies are ramping up. They are brighter. They are stronger. They are clearer. And the feminine energies are more internal right now. They're quieter. And it could be that you have to take a moment to touch in with this part of yourself, where you have to intentionally ask her, ask your own feminine energy, what she needs, what would feel good, what would be a way to support her right now, because that energy is just a little bit quieter. And this is all in divine order. This is all a beautiful thing, because the strengthening of these masculine energies are really confirming the journey of the healed divine masculine. And just to jump ahead into August, I did upload on YouTube the Leo new moon, which is a very, very important new moon, because it's happening at the same part in your chart where that total solar eclipse happened in August 2017. So we are moving through a deeper healing of the heart process. And a lot of divine masculine energies have really been healed. And I mean at a very deep level. So that new moon video, you can watch it. I talk more about that specific energy. But this week, just know that the heart is in process. There's something moving through. And if you can manage it for yourself and witness it for yourself and not cling or over-identify with something, it's going to flow through even better. Now, it's also a bit choppy this week with Mercury in Cancer, as Mercury will oppose Jupiter retrograde in Capricorn at 20 degrees and then trine Neptune and Pisces at 20 degrees on July 30th. And this is an interesting energy because that Mercury in Cancer can be hesitant to say what it needs to say. It can be hesitant to express itself or to find the words to put to your feelings. But this energy on July 30th supports understanding what you feel because it offers you a higher perspective. It's like stepping out of a situation, stepping out of a part of yourself and getting into the heart of the matter. And it could be a deep subconscious fear from childhood. So go there, just go on back to your childhood, because every time a planet moves through Cancer, that's what they're unconsciously moving through, is the first emotional imprint you had in your life about something. And that could be any area of your life. But I feel like this is actually directly related to the Cancer energies of the summer, where we had the eclipse energies. But I also feel like whatever is coming up right now that is, again, maybe it's a traumatic experience, maybe it's a deep fear, maybe it's an emotional wound, it's something with your family, it's all the above. It's coming up. This is interesting. It's actually coming up in a really beautiful way because we just had the North Node moving through Cancer that opened up something in your childhood, opened up mother wounds, opened up family dynamics, opened up generational healing, opened up something in your emotional experience or something you didn't see in yourself that you're now understanding for the first time. It was like this big opening. And now here comes Mercury bringing you more information about what those patterns have been in your family or what those energies have been within you that you weren't aware of. And then when Venus goes into Cancer, she's going to help heal it right up. And she's going to help with the softness and the comfort that's needed as we move through a healing process. So again, we're in a healing journey right now that's very intentional, I'm feeling, around the Cancer theme still, even though we're in Leo season, and you know, we have strong energies going on in other parts of the chart. There's something about this Cancer energy that we really are meant to listen to. And again, Mercury in Cancer is not direct. And this is where you have to go into something and ask yourself intentional questions. What is the pain? What is the anger? What is the hurt? What is the fear? And then listen. Listen to your body. Listen to your intuition. Listen to what comes through that you just sense is directing you forward. So it's a quieter energy, but it has something quite lovely and beautiful. And again, it's working with the feminine energies within us and how we can really connect with them intentionally right now. And then as we move into August, on August 1st, we have this Mercury in Cancer opposing Pluto retrograde in Capricorn at 23 degrees. And this is an expose. Something is exposed. Something comes up. Something's revealed, because that Pluto energy is ultimately what is truth here. What is the deep, dark truth that you're meant to see? And it's going to probably be a little bit uncomfortable. And then that Mercury in Cancer opposes Saturn in Capricorn at 27 degrees, that Saturn retrograde. And that also has the energy of a reality check. So over this next week, what we can do is really be intentional about what needs to be cleared out, understood, felt, expressed, and honored as something related to a childhood experience. But this could even be something more recent for you, if it's something about relationships or your family or friendships or whatever it might be. It's a soft spot. The soft spot of Cancer is being triggered by these oppositions from both Pluto and Saturn over the next week. And if you can be aware of it in yourself, if you can be aware of, oh, this is where I feel a little tender, this is where I feel a little sensitive, a little defensive, I don't want to talk about this with people. If you're aware of that in yourself, it'll help you self-regulate and manage it in a more powerful way, as well as give you the gift of what you're supposed to see and learn right now about yourself, about your emotional world, about your inner process. So keep in mind that even though the personal planets are in a little bit of a choppy zone here, they are, you know, helping us through a bigger process. And again, if you can detach from it and know that's what's happening, it'll soothe any of those wounds, any of those tender places, and also help know that this is going to move through. This is just going to move through as well. Now, the sun is in a very dynamic energy field here as well, because the sun is in Leo. It's home turf. It shines brightly. It feels strong. It's ready to go, ready to shine. And the sun in Leo is very warm. It's a warmth energy. It wants you to feel warm within yourself, within your solar plexus, within the light of your energy field, and within the growth potential that's presenting itself right now. Because everything grows in the sun. It comes alive. It expands. And there's something right now that's asking you to expand in the Leo energy in your chart, but also within your energy field. And this would be strongly connected to the solar plexus. And what I'm seeing around this is how the energies of the solar plexus are incredibly active right now. And there is a lot here that can, it's like I'm getting the image of it bursting away. Like think of a sun burst, an energetic burst, a clearing out, a removal. And there's a force that's coming through during this next week with the sun's journey. Now the sun in Leo trines Chiron retrograde in Aries at 9 degrees on July 31st. This pertains to the healing journey of the divine masculine energies within all of us. And these are energetic. So this is not dependent upon your gender or sex. This is an energy that we each have, that we each work with. And some people have very strong masculine and very strong feminine, or that it's in balance, or it can be that you're more dominant one or the other. This energy with the Sun in Leo and Chiron in Aries is part of where we have been required to heal, where our false ego or overactive sense of self has been out of balance. And the energy here is really helping us see a healthy sense of self, where you feel good about who you are. You enjoy what it means to be yourself. You see how far you've come. You've seen your own journey. You've seen what you've healed. You've seen what you've expanded. And I feel like this is an opening. It pertains back to the solar plexus energy coming out, like a very strong, again, that burst, like a sunburst in the solar plexus. But then it's also nourishing the root chakra. And yes, we'll throw in the sacral chakra too. And it's nourishing the root chakra with this energy source, where there have been very deep healings occurring for many people. And we don't always get that validation, because you could easily say, well, all of life is a healing journey, right? We always have things that come up that require our attention, that we can look at, we can investigate, we can take care of. But there's something about this month, the month of August, that is a validation of how far we've come and what has shifted within the masculine energies within all of us. And if you're not clear on what that might be for you, or if there's something that you're still trying to release or be aware of or work with consciously, the Sun in Leo is going to square Uranus in Taurus at 10 degrees on August 2nd. So we start August with a bang, and this energy of the square to Uranus in Taurus is very dynamic. It's awakening energy, it's freedom, it's something unexpected or disruptive. And if you have any planets or points at 10 degrees of the fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius. The fixed signs, you are being jolted over this next week with a higher frequency of energies that you're meant to work with and not resist. You're meant to be open to the change. You're meant to say, okay, whatever it might be, I didn't see this coming. I didn't know this was a possibility. I didn't know this was a solution. But there's something divine in this exact moment. There's some amazing possibility presenting itself here. And even if I don't know the full plan or the full picture or how all these pieces are going to come together, there's something bursting through. And it's meant to move us forward. And that is one of the gifts of Uranus in Taurus, is that we connect to a cosmic intelligent force field. We open up to getting out of our self, out of our own way, and to see that there are many potentials and possibilities for something to be fixed, to be solved, to be understood, to be worked with intentionally, to embrace and know that we don't have to always figure it out ourselves. Now, on the other hand, anytime a planet squares Uranus, there can be some type of disruption, something with the internet, electronics, a lightning striking, that type of thing. It happens very quickly. And it's meant to be this zap. It's a universal zap of energy, of something new coming through. And I'm feeling like it pertains to this overall theme of bursting out of a part of yourself where you've been restrained or constrained in some manner. And they're giving me the image of a labyrinth maze, and how you can feel like you're walking and just trusting your gut through some things. And this maze, it has those high hedges, the high bushes you can't see over. And then what if all of a sudden, all of that disappears? Like all of the vegetation, the hedges, it all just disappears. And you're standing in a clearing, an opening. So our minds can go down these paths, right? And these rabbit holes and just almost wander aimlessly through that labyrinth. But there could be a very intentional way to get yourself unstuck or out of a predicament or out of a fixed energy field. And that's also this Aquarius full moon. So there's something really important here about staying open to change, staying open to what you can't see coming, but it brings in a freedom, a revelation, and something that is, something's removed. There's a removal. And I also, again, this goes back to the sunburst that I'm seeing coming out of the solar plexus that just amplifies and changes something. And so, okay, so this Aquarius full moon is at 12 degrees of Aquarius. And I have a video for you on YouTube that goes through that chart. And this is a very interesting Aquarius full moon because of three things. One, Jupiter in Aquarius is going to move over this point of 12 degrees of Aquarius in your chart in February and March of 2021. So whatever opens up to you right now, it's bursting away, it's closing, it's clearing. There's something that Jupiter brings in next February and March. And then Saturn in Aquarius will be here in April. So then it brings in a solid path. Something gets really clear and concrete when Saturn in Aquarius moves over this same point. So this Aquarius full moon is really quite significant because of how the outer planets, Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius, will be traversing here in your natal chart in February, March, and April of 2021. And then the third thing that's coming through is how there is the energy of a portal and a timeline change with this Aquarius full moon, because Aquarius is the future. It's where we're going. It's a cosmic, it's like this cosmic opening into other timelines. And I feel like this Aquarius full moon has the potential to open you up to more of your future self, what you know is true for you, where you're going, and it's part of that bursting away of the other energies. So that's really what's happening here, is this timeline change. And then of course, we have the 8-8 Lion's Gate after this full moon. So again, a process is underway, an opening path is happening. And if you're open and willing to move into this next development, this next future timeline, this next part of your journey, there could be more that comes through in August that provides you with next step, with clarity, ideas, the process, what to do, so that you're actively and consciously creating what matters to you now and what you want to create or manifest February, March, April. So that can help with putting this all in process and to know how there is a lot happening that is moving us forward, especially when you feel above the 3D matrix, when you're not locked into what's happening in the denser energies on the planet, when you're willing to say, okay, I'm going to step up, step out, be neutral, step away, and not go into something because it's not worth my energy anymore. I've got to be honoring my path, my next steps. So again, this is a very interesting week because there's a lot that's happening on future timelines that we're meant to connect with now. And then we have the Mercury and Venus energies, as I discussed earlier, that are taking us into these tender parts of ourselves that are also being healed, that are also working with more of the present moment. Now, we have some more active energies here. August 4th, Mars in Aries squares Jupiter in Capricorn retrograde at 19 degrees. This tends to be something comes through that you are ready for. It's a jolt of energy. It's a jolt of what you want to create. And there's a sense of, I want to climb that mountain and I want to do it now. But there could be something that tempers that desire. That's part of the square, is that it brings up something that is potentially frustrating. And then also on August 4th, Mercury enters Leo. And Mercury gets stronger in Leo. Mercury in Leo is decisive. There's a sense of, this is what I want, this is what I need, this is my priority right now. You can understand what is important. You can have a sense of, okay, this is what I need to focus on. So again, that's going to happen on August 4th, and it's going to be supportive, again, of being in alignment with what you're ready to clear out. Because now Mercury working with the Leo energy and the Sun is going to further activate that solar plexus burst. And I just keep seeing a sunburst, which is really beautiful, because there's a lot of higher frequencies that are available to us now that you can work with daily, that you're sensing, that you're feeling, that will take you out of anything that feels a little bit muddy. This is where you can trust yourself. And that's actually one of the gifts of Leo season, because now the Sun, or any planet, as it enters Leo, the fifth sign, it has traveled through each of the elements and has a new way of understanding itself. So the first, Aries and fire, Taurus, earth, Gemini, air, Cancer, water. It gets to Leo, and Leo says, okay, I've got an understanding of myself. I've got a sampling of these parts of myself. Now I know what I want, what I desire, what I need, and I'm going to create it. And that's another way to consciously work with Leo season. What are you creating in your life? What are you actively putting energy towards? Because it matters to you. It's in alignment with who you are. And it's also now opening up these new timelines and pathways into where you're going next year. Of course, we still have the strength of the three planets in Capricorn, all retrograde. All three planets are retrograde. And they are going to continue to apply a pressure in your chart around what is permanently changing for you. What is shifting in your life around your profession, your career, your sense of responsibility, your commitments, what you take care of, how you show up in the world. This area of your chart where the Capricorn energy is very strong is where we're all individually and collectively growing and transforming permanently. There's no going back. There's nothing that is going to probably even appeal to you around where you were, especially before 2020. So this is the part of your chart, this is the part of your life that's requiring us to stay focused, stay on target, stay aware of the deeper work that is required. And that is the Pluto energy, of course. And then we have Jupiter there that's making it really obvious what we need to learn, how we need to grow. And the Saturn energy is the timing of it all, the timing of this year, the timing of the journey, and the mastery we're developing along the way. So keep in mind that the Capricorn energy always rewards the energy, time, and dedication you've put into something, because Capricorn recognizes hard work. So yes, this has been hard. There's been areas of your life that have been very intense, brought up a lot of fears, can even bring up trauma. That is the Pluto energy. And that trauma, you could look at it in terms of the Capricorn archetypes of your father, of authority figures, of those who are in control, of a boss, of any of these typical energies where we know that someone has responsibility. And so it's looking at your own dynamics with responsibility, your own dynamics with these archetypes, and how perhaps in another lifetime you were this exact same archetype. You were this exact same energy. So it can show up as, oh, I'm working something out with my father. But the deeper energy would be that in another lifetime, you were the father to your father. Your father was the child. And maybe you were embodying these same energies that he's embracing or showing you, and you're essentially working out something with yourself, working out something with yourself from another soul experience, another lifetime, another energy field. And when you can see it in that way, then it can help detach from the personality assignment of that individual. Or if you're working something out with your boss or a manager or somebody, an authority figure, they could be showing you an energy that you used to work with when you were in control, when you had the power or the authority in a certain dynamic in another lifetime. And when you can see that they are reflecting back to you part of your own energy field, then you can feel empowered. And you can understand more about what you're learning, what you're healing, and what the main messages are for you. Pluto in Capricorn also connects to the collective healing journey, what the world is working through, what is changing and transforming permanently. And it feels like there are strings, it's like strings of energy that is connected to each of us from the collective field. And it's going into the heart of the Capricorn Cancer axis energies, which is family. And it is the archetypal energies of the father and of the mother. And that many people right now are actually permanently shifting something in their family lineage that needs to be healed. And it's intense, and it can feel very personal, and it can feel like it brings up a lot of fear. And so I'm actually now getting the image of money and how it relates to perhaps your family's relationship to finances, to money, to having a profession, having a career, how you make money, how you do something for your family. I mean, it feels like this is all connected. And it's all been intensely triggered, of course, in 2020 with the shifts of the globe, with the changes in job titles, working at home, maybe even feeling stuck in your career, or that you wanted to make a change this year and that didn't happen. So there's these deeper energies that are coming up around how we're rewiring and reworking our ability to make money. And I mean this in a practical sense, because yes, it's energetics. Yes, it has a deep spiritual component. All of that is accurate and true, but I'm feeling this is more of the practical, real world situations of bringing in an income, creating stability, having consistency, but also doing something you love, your soul mission work, what you're passionate about, what you're here to share, create, offer, provide. All of it is related. And so it feels like I'm seeing this energy as kind of like a tangled spaghetti mess where all these strands are knotted together, and it's actually related to strands from family and people who demonstrated for you what it means to make money. And these are the Capricorn archetypes, by the way, the mentors, the, again, father figures, the people in charge, the ones who said, this is how you show up in the world. This is how you're responsible. That word can weigh on us. I mean, there's many words that can weigh on us about being an adult and taking care of our obligations and taking care of a family or taking care of a partnership or a spouse or whomever is in your world. It feels like there are deep fears that go into this spaghetti tangle, which is related to a family history or a family pattern or a family trauma or anything within the family. And I'm just feeling all this as the energy from the eclipses, the Cancer eclipses that have been triggering our sense of safety in the world and how we can feel stable and secure with so many things changing. So the spaghetti tangle is now actually meant to be something you can visualize spinning into a DNA frequency that has a lot of light, a lot of clearing, a lot of energy. And they're just showing me this as a visualization of whatever you're feeling or sensing about this issue. If you were to spin it differently, literally spin it differently, and they're showing it as like a spiral, which is the DNA, but then there's something about how the universe moves in the spiral. It's like you sync it up with the universal force. Again, just a visual. If you were just to visualize this and to have it start spinning differently, it's going to shift something around new possibilities. And then on that note, the other visual I'm getting, which is actually more practical, is I'm seeing the image of Rodin's sculpture, The Thinking Man. And The Thinking Man is sitting on a treasure chest, but he's too much in his head. He's trying to figure out, trying to fix it, trying to solve it, trying to look at what do I do here? And he's sitting on the treasure chest of all of this bounty. And I think that this is a reminder that so many of you already have the gold. You have the treasure chest. You have what you need and you're not seeing it. Maybe you've taken it for granted and you've just thought, oh, this is done. Or, oh, I don't know what to do with this. Or there's something here, but been there, done that. I feel like this is about looking at what you have that you're sitting on that has all of this energy to it, all of this power, this like gold associated with it, and you're meant to think of it differently. So it's not sitting on the treasure chest, but opening the treasure chest and looking at, okay, what do I have? What is my expertise? What do I teach? What do I know? What have I come to understand? What can I offer people? And even if you've been doing it for years, this pertains to spinning it differently, spinning it in a new way, spiraling it up into something else, and taking what you have and reworking it, looking at it in a new way. How can I offer this differently? How can I offer this at a different price point? How can I offer this in a new format, in a new form? And it's asking you to be creative with your solutions. And it's something too about, you know, the answer isn't something far reaching out there. I just feel like so many of you literally have something you're sitting on that you didn't realize you could rework, offer in a new format, switch it up, turn it around, and that would start generating income. Now, there are so many ways this can play out, and of course, it's different for each person's situation, but I also am now feeling that something's going to click, and potentially this could be related to the Aquarius full moon. And if you are willing and wanting this new solution, direction, anything, it's going to come through, maybe quickly, maybe very fast, and then it just clicks for you. This is the direction to go. This is what happens next. And again, it's getting back to that sunburst, coming through the lightning strike, the electrical charge, and it just lights up. It like lights up this energy field. So there's possibilities here that are not being seen. And I think it's because it's very easy to go down these healing tracks and look at the deeper meaning, look at the lessons, look at the stuff with family, look at all the emotions, all of that, very worthwhile, very important. But there's something about turning your attention to what you're already sitting on and how it can be repurposed, reworked, reformatted, put out into the world in a way that helps you move ahead and supports you financially. If you start by looking at the spaghetti tangle of worry, concern, uncertainty, fear, not overwhelm, any and all of that, and you visualize it just spinning itself into a spiral as if to resemble DNA, it's going to energetically lighten that energy for you. That was repetitive, I know. Energetically lighten that energy. And it's going to shift it and get it moving. Because that spaghetti tangle is just stuck. But this spiral gets the energy moving. And I feel like there's even a pull forward because for so many of you, what you have, what you know, what you've created, other people really need right now as well. So it has this win-win component to it as well. Okay, I hope that gives you some good practical ideas and guidance to work with as we close out July and move into August. Again, a dynamic week, an active week, a lot happening, but just keep visualizing that sunburst coming through the solar plexus, blasting away, clearing out, moving things through, and the warming of the energy, the warmth and support that's available to us right now. It's very present and it's very real. So thank you so much for joining me. And another heads up that I just had a lovely interview with Lori over at the Raw and Wild Hearts podcast. And we talked about more of the energies of 2020 and looking into 2021. And we just covered a variety of topics. It was wonderful to be in conversation with her. So if you want to listen to that show, I will put the link below this podcast. She has a great podcast, many interesting guests, wonderful topics. So good to check that out if you're listening, looking for another show to listen to. Thank you so much for joining me. And yes, you can still sign up for the August Soul Growth Astrology webinar. And if you use coupon code LEO, you get it for $11. And it is 5 webinars covering all of August, part 1 and part 2. And then the Aquarius full moon, 8-8 Lionsgate, and the Leo new moon are all in this program. So have a beautiful day ahead. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you experience a lot of vibrant, encouraging energies with this Aquarius full moon. And I'll be back on Monday for our next live show. Thanks, and I'll see you soon.